السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing on this verse, the ruku is very long on the theme of Ramadan, Quran, but just snippets of it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran in the month of Ramadan. Hudan linnas, we spoke about guidance for mankind. May Allah grant us all hidayah. Wabayyinatim min al-huda wal-furqan, and a clear proof for guidance, and furqan, criterion to judge between right and wrong. Then, 2 days ago we spoke about istighfar, and the importance of sincerely repenting. Today we end off, inshallah, Mawlana Naeem Sahib will be coming today. Allah Ta'ala make his journey maqbool and mabroor. Then he will continue. But tawbah, Allah Pak has given many, many ayats in the Quran. But one ayat we always must keep in mind. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. And another verse Allah Ta'ala says, wa tubu ila Allahi jami'an. أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. That all you who believe, sincerely repent. Tawbah is such a big door Allah has left open for us, that wherever we are, we have to have this door as a favor upon us, that we all err, we make mistakes, we may break some command. As Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, كل بني آدم خطاؤون وخير الخطائين التوابون. That every son of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is a sinner, and the best of sinners is one who sincerely repent. So we all know the mistakes we have made. There are certain preconditions. First of all, make ghusl, wear clean clothes, read 2 rakat salat al tawbah. Nafil salah, it's not makruh time, then it's very easy. Sit on the musalla, give some sadaqah before that, and then make sincere tawbah, with the firm intention there should be regret and remorse. That, oh Allah, I have sinned against you, sinned against somebody. I have broken some command of yours. I have hurt the feelings of some brother. And, oh Allah, I don't want to do it again. You must have the firm intention of not repeating that sin. Now, insan is weak. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, suddenly he forgets, shaitan overpowers him again. Then he commits that sin. But the door of tawbah has been left open till before Qiyamah. Now what happens in tawbah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to wipe out all our deeds. We spoke about the 4 witnesses the other day. But at-ta'ibu min ad-dhanbi kama la dhanba lah. 2 hadiths give us a lot of hope. That when a person makes sincere tawbah, min ad-dhanb, from all the sins that he committed, every day think of one sin, oh Allah, let me not go back to that sin. And let me do something that is positive and better, and give me some good quality. So all the akhlaq-e radila, those sins that are bad, like we have anger, then learn some anger management. Sit in the company of some mashayikh, some alim, who will guide you in that way. Then if we got hasad, jealousy, sit in the alim's company and learn how to remove that. These are spiritual bad qualities. Leave alone the physical qualities of swearing and abusive language and foul and behavior towards our spouses and people. All that is considered in the concept of tawbah, that we take out all the bad deeds and go towards good. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, At-ta'ibu min adham kamal la dhambala. When he makes sincere tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we said, wipes it out completely himself, as if he did not commit that sin. But so much of hope is given in another hadith. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, At-ta'ibu habibullah. Tawbah, when a person sincerely repents, he becomes the beloved of Allah. It's a beautiful story said of Shaykh Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, wali of Allah. And we know how he changed his life. He had the kingdom of Balkh. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with everything. And a group of people came knocking at his door. They say, we're looking for our cow. He said, the cow in the palace, king's palace? They said, they want to get on the roof. Perhaps he's there. So he said, what are you going to do on my roof? He said, will the cow come to my palace? Then they gave him a wake-up call that how can you find Allah sitting in this palace? He told him, you can't find a cow. He said, you don't worry about the cow. You can't find Allah sitting in the palace. He gave up, he changed his clothes and he went and became the wali of Allah. He joined the Buzruk and he became the wali of Allah. Nevertheless, he was marching in the desert going alone. He sees one person in a drunken state totally. And he said, who is this person? Let me go and see him. When he goes and sees him, he recognizes him. He's drunk. He doesn't know anything. He is the son of a very wealthy person of that area. Nevertheless, Shaykh Ibrahim Adham Rahmatullah Alayhi has shafqah. He has this condition that, oh Allah, he's insan. He's also a Muslim, but he's in a drunken state. Maybe this is the moment that Allah can use me. He takes water, makes actual wuzu for him while in that state. And he says, oh Allah, my duty is to wash his face. Your duty is only to wash his heart. This is what you need to do, sincerely repent on your own. You have the season of repentance. And sometime we repent in the court of Allah, not through intermediary, but to sit by the company of the mashayikh and make tawbah in the majlis at their hands. That is why when we take bay'at, we say we make tawbah from all these things. So Allah give long life and good health to the mashayikh. All the works of deen that they're doing, Allah accept. Then what happens? He washes his face, his hands, make wuzu. In that drunken state, then when he washes his feet, he gets up. And he says, is it this a dream? He is asking him, is this just a dream? He said, look into my eye. The Buzruk is saying, look into my eye. When he looks at him, he says, Shaykh Ibrahim Ibn Adham Rahmatullah Alayhi. And he said, Allah, my duty was to do this. You do the balance. And then he walked him for a while. They performed salat on the way. And they took him right to his house. That night, Shaykh Ibrahim Ibn Adham Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he goes to sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to him that he placed this particular person just because of him making wuzu in the list of the awliya. He said, "Anta ghasalta wajhahu li ajli." You washed his face for my sake. Wa ana ghasaltu qalbahu li ajlik. And I washed his heart for your sake. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's karimi and his mercy and his shafqat. That he said, you only washed his face. I at that moment when you were washing his face, because he touched your hand, he was a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said, let me make tawbah at his hand. It was a moment of tawbah. Sometimes people go to Makkah, they make sincere tawbah. They go to Arafat, they make tawbah. They go to Medina Sharif, they make tawbah. So there are moments, even in the month of Ramadan, even if you're at home, two rakat salat of tawbah and cry in the court of Allah, that, oh Allah, make me at-ta'ibu habibullah. Make me your beloved servant, inshallah. And pay back. One is nadam, regret. Two is firm intention not to do it. And three is pay back. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Alayhi Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi, pay back here, then save your back in the akhirat. We rather pay back somebody, we took something, or we usurped the right of somebody. We rather forego our right and pay back here than on the day of Qiyamah. That is why he said, Tawbah and Istighfar is the haqq of Allah. Allah will even forgive. He's so kareem and merciful. But when it comes to huququl ibad, Allah Ta'ala will call that banda and say, this is the person you harm. You didn't seek forgiveness from him. Until he doesn't forgive, what will happen on the day of Qiyamah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Allah Ta'ala keep us with afiyat and salamati and make hifazat. These are the rights. Even from our family members, our parents, our children, be careful what we utter, what we say, and guide our youth, our brothers as parents and elders in the community. It is our right that we guide our children, make their tarbiyat from small, and the children of others. Don't make them orphans that they are there. We are physical parents only, biological parents, but they're mahroom of tarbiyat, they're mahroom of our love, our affection, and the guidance Allah has given us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Allah grant us sincere tawbah in this ashra of maghfirat. Allah accept all our ibadat and give us strength every day to do little more and continue So that when the end of Ramadan comes, at least we can say, I had three bad qualities, three foul qualities, no more now, inshallah, I've made sincere tawbah from them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring some good quality in that. Ulaika yubaddilu Allahu sayyatihim hasanat. Allah is such that bad qualities, evil will be changed to good by sincere tawbah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Allah accept us. That is why lastly I will read one dua which we read during wuzu or after wuzu. There's two. Allahumma ghfir li dhambi wa wassi' li fi dari wa barik li fi rizqi. Read the dua. Allahumma ghfir li dhambi. Allahumma ghfir li dhambi. Oh Allah, forgive my sin. Wa barik li fi rizqi. Oh Allah, give me barakah in my sustenance. Wa wassi' li fi dari. And give me a spacious heart so that I can have a spacious home. Very, very important. Then another dua that comes in the Quran, that Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin, wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin. And the second part is added in the hadith, wa ja'alni min ibadika as-salihin. Also after wuzu, that, oh Allah, makes me amongst those who sincerely repent, wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin, those who purify themselves. At least our physical purification we have of ghusl and wuzu. And now you do the spiritual purification. وَجْعَلْنِي مِنْ عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And you make me keep the company of the righteous. Because of their good and their company, inshallah, we will join them and accompany them. Our name will also be written in the register of the awliya. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. And whatever mistakes we made, Allah forgive us. Whatever lessons we learned, Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq to make amal. We make dua that Allah Ta'ala accept the umrah of those who went for umrah and those that are going on the journey. Let them remember us in their du'as. Allah take us all for Hajj and Umrah. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. And let Mawlana Nazmi Ayyim Sahab suffer, become a maqbool one, become return home safely, so that all the programs can continue, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.